Monday's USDA crop progress report put Indiana soybeans at 70% good to excellent, a 2% increase from the prior week despite the heat wave that rolled through the Hoosier State.
Beans look really good, a lot of opportunities there, but they've got to finish filling. So these next 20 days are going to make or break that crop.
Soybeans, Sean Castile there from Purdue Extension on the latest Purdue Crop Chat podcast, found now at HoosierAgToday.com. Castile reiterates how critical this time period is for these soybeans.
We've documented this. We're up to 3 to 4.5 bushels per acre per day. Hear that number again. We're putting on 3 to 4.5 bushels per acre per day during this high seed fill window. And so a lot of that range depends on, okay, soil moisture, depends on pod load, depends on the management to get you there. If you don't have good foliar protection, if you've got disease, or if you don't have the nitrogen supply in those leaves, they're going to start remobilizing and senescing. And so whenever these beans start senescing, we don't catch that top end yield.
USDA pegged the Indiana soybean crop at a record tying 60 bushels per acre in their estimates earlier this month. Castile says
some of the surprises that hit us with a few areas with white mold, some of the nitrogen supply that's hit us in the southeast, and we've got some dry areas in the northwest. I think we are taking a little bit off. I'd probably knock it back a half a bushel. I think I'm at 59.5 if I'm going to look at our forecast at this point. Even with, you know, like you said, we're up to 70% good to excellent on the crop rating. I just think that we're not going to be able to finish filling out as much as we could have if we had to go to nitrogen supply in particular on a lot of these highlighter green soybeans.
Castile has much more to say and provides some good-hearted ribbing to his corn colleague Dan Quinn in the Purdue Crop Chat, found now wherever you listen to podcasts.